afraid about the going out to be koiva to bury the mace, so even one man with two women is allowed to go out. V'yein oim din ola b'shura. About the tinnik wasn't even 30 days old yet, so you don't make a shura after the kfur, you don't have a line made up to make the shura. V'yein oim ola b'richas avelim, you don't say the brachos that you say by novel. V'tan chumi avelim, not to be menachem avel. Yeah. That's the loch if the kid was mace before he was 30 days old. What about ben shleshim? Let's say a kid that's already 30 days old was nifter. How do you make the kfura? Is yoytzei bedluskema. He already has to use an oren, Rashi says. You have to use a coffin. And the Yehudu Oymer, loy deluskema hanitelas beketef. You don't have to use a big coffin that you have to carry on your shoulders. El hanitelas biakfayis. There's something he could carry in the hands. So it's not a small coffin that you can carry him. V'yom demola v'shura. And here, by after the kfura, you have to stand v'shura. Rashi says, on the first part, Rashi says, V'yom demola v'shura. And sarach lamadola v'shura k'shechosim v'beis ha'kforis. When they come out of the beis ha'kforis, ovrim l'fnei ovil v'shura. They walk, let them make two lines, and the ovil walks through it. V'chol echad oimoloi t'snachim. So that's a shura. So if the kid is less than 30 days old, you don't have to. But if he's after 30 days old, then you do it. The Yom Demola B'Shura, when you come back from the Beis HaKfaris, you have to make these two rows. The Yom Demola B'Yichas Avelim. You do say B'Yichas Avelim. Rashi says, Brocha Shoymer B'Yichava. This is a Brocha they say outside on the street. Because the other B'Ksubis, the Tumor B'Ksubis says the Brocha. Vayta V'Tanchuli Avelim. Rashi calls Shiva. There's an Indian, the parents have to sit Shiva. And all Shiva is a din to come with the Nachum Oval. Called Shiva Hochin the Nachum of Beisai. Then Yud Beis Chodesh. What about the boy? It was already 1 year old already. It was Yud Beis Chodesh. And then he was Niftar. Is Yotze B'Mita. You take him out with a regular Mita or a regular Kfura. Rabbi Akiva Loimer. Hu Ben Shona. What about if he's a year old? Vevoro Ke Ben Shtayim. But he looked like 2 years old. Or Elsu Ben Shtayim. He was really 2 years old, the baby. The Yevoro Kiben Shani was very small, only looked like 1 year old, is Yaitse B'Mita. Both cases, they go out with a Mita. So Rashi says, and before the Ketav means B'Yodim Echad. The Akfayis B'Shnei B'Nei Yodim, they're recovered. You have to use Akfayis, means two people have to carry him. So Rashi learns this. Now you've used a coffin, but not such a small one that you, one person carries it, but Akfayis means you have to have two people carrying it. Fighting Bevorov Kiben Shtayim, Shevorov Gedolim. So Tosis speaks out that Kiva is saying that Loisagib Yud Beis Chadoshim, it's not enough to be just 12 months old. You have to be like 2 years old. But it's enough either Yevorim looked like two, or else Lamaisi was 2 years old. But the Yalgiz is not enough just Yud Beis Chadosh. Yeah. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Oymer, Hayotze b'mita, if somebody's carried out in the mita ready, that means he's over a year old, then Rabbi Matziv Malov, the Rav Master feels sorry for him. Rashi Magishin of Mitzarin. They have to be Mitzarin like the Avelim, there's a regular din of Avelim then. Ein Yotze b'mita, let's say the baby is younger than a year old, they don't carry him out in the mita, is Ein Rabbi Matziv Malov. Then the Rav doesn't have to like feel Haragosham, have tsar about it. The baby was like, too young for the Ravim to have tsar for the baby. Reb Loza ben Azayi Oimer, Nika l'Rabim, Rabim Mesaskim Imoi. If the Rabim knew already this baby, this boy, whatever, Rashi, Nika l'Rabim means, Shoye Makirin, Kfar Shoye Rogu Lotus Min Abayis. If the baby was old enough, used to go outside the street, people used to see him, then the Rabim has to be Mesaskim with him. The regular Hespid to be Mesaskim with him. Mashaykin, Ena Nika l'Rabim, let's say the Rabim did not know it, did not know him yet, is ain't Rabbi Masaskim Imoi. Then the Rabbi does not see Masaskim with his Kfura. Umahein Behesped. Now the Shalom is, how old does the baby have to be in order to start giving us Fadim? Reb Meir Bishayim Reb Yishmol Oimer Aniyim B'nei Sholosh. By a poor person that loses a child and he's 3 years old, you have to say a Fadim. Shrashi Mahein Behesped Kama Yiyo Godol Shemitzvah Laspidoi. How old does the baby have to be to say there's a mitzvah that you say a hesped on him? So aniyim b'nei sholosh, v'fi sh'onim mitztayir rabbonim yoisim in osher. Because an oni, a poor person, feels bad, worse, when he loses a child than a rich person does. V'fi sh'en le simcha cheret, he has no other simcha. his own nachas is only his children. Therefore, if the kid is 3 years old already, you're supposed to say a hesped. Ashirim, by rich people, b'nei chomish, then only if the son is 5 years old, you have to say a hesped. Rabbi Yehuda wa'imeh mishmoy, aniyim b'nei chomish, you know, he argues, and says even for the poor people, they have to be at least 5 years old, the baby, the child, in order to say a hesped on him. Ashirim, the rich people, b'nei shesh, kid has to be 6 years old. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Or b'nei zekenim, let's say an older person has a child, k'b'nei aniyim. That's called k'b'nei aniyim, it means a lot to him, and therefore, either 5 or 3, you have to say hesped. And Amar Rav Gidl bar Menashe, Amar Rav Halacha k'Rav Yehuda. The pasuk k'Rav Yehuda shita, that by b'nei aniyim it's 5 years old, and b'nei ashirim is 6 years old. That's when you start saying a hesped. And Halacha k'Rav Yehuda, Sh'amar Mishum Rav Yishmuel, that is said over the name of Rav Yishmuel. Now, Dorish Rav Anoni bar Shishun, Apischa de Venesia, by the door of the Venesia, that Yoy Mechad Lefnei Atzeres, if somebody is mace a day before Shavuos, Yoy Mechad Lefnei Atzeres, and you sit Shiva that one day, then the Atzeres, the day of Shavuos, comes by, is a Reikan Abo As or Asar. It is if you counted already 14 days of the Shloshim. In other words, not like our Mishnah at the Brisa, that if you noig a little bit Shiva, the Lalocha, before the Regal, so when it comes the regular, it's Mavato the Shiva. So if you sat Shiva an hour before Shavuos comes, so when it becomes Shavuos, you Mavato the Shiva. So Negea to Shloshim is considered like you already counted 7 days. And now Atzeres itself also has a locha like 7 days. So right after Shavuos, it's like you already counted 14 days. Then you only have to count another 16 days. Rashi says, Yemecha lefnei Atzeres, Hoyovo. Is a reikan arbosa the atzeres choshev kishiva. The shavuos is also considered like 7 days. Vizel yom shlefnei atzeres. Now the day you sat shiva before shavuos is also choshev zayin. It's like 7 days. The sovar ki haitan liel. They hold like the time of the price we had before. The yom afilu yemechod afilu shrachas who command the yom atzeres kugol. A few things. They hold first like the price before. As long as you sat a little bit before Yom Tov, you sat Shiva, it's considered when it becomes regular, it's Mavatul the Shiva. And the Yosemite that Seris is Mavatul Shiva. So therefore, right away, you finish 7 days of Shloshim. And then that Seris itself has a lach like 7 days. The Baal is called the Regal, and it has a Tashlumin for Kabonis the next 7 days. Therefore, it's considered like 14 days are up of the Shloshim. So where it says, Shoma Rebbe Yami Vikpit. Rabbi Yami heard about this psak and he got angry. Like he didn't agree to the psak. Ikbikbit. Omar, so he said over. Otto di dei, you think I'm saying my yom shat? His Dorash Rav Anoni Bashashun. So he was the one that darshened this. So it says, when Rav Yami heard about it, he got angry. So he told back, Rav Anoni told him, you think I'm saying it over my own name? To Rabbi Lezer, I'm Rabbi Oishihi. I'm saying it over the name of Rabbi Lezer, the name of Rabbi Oishihi. And Dorish Reb Yitzchor son Avcho Akiloi de Resh Galusa. He also went on a dashin by the Kiloi, by the curtain of Resh Galusa, that the same halacha, that Yoymechod lefnei Atzeres, the Atzeres Arekan Abosa, that if somebody sat Shiv a little bit before Shavuos, so that little bit, when it becomes Shavuos, is Mavato the Shiva, it's like you sat 7 days already, and this one day of Shavuos is like another 7 days, so you have 14 days. So here the Maisu was Shomer Rav Sheshes Ikbid. Rav Sheshes heard about this tzak, and he got excited about it. So Omar, so Rabbi Yitzchak told him back, Otto Didei, you think it's my tzak? To Rabbi Lezer, Omar Rav Oishihi, it's their tzak. To Yomer Rabbi Lezer, Omar Rav Oishihi, Minayin Liatzere Sheyeshko Tashlum Kol Shiva. How do we know that Tzachak HaShavuos, if we don't bring the korban that day, you have the next 7 days to bring the korban. There's a tashlumim the next 7 days for the Chag of Shavuos. So how do we know this? So in Dash and Shenema, the pasuk says, V'chag ha-matzei, so v'chag ha-shavuos. There's a hekesh of Pesach to Shavuos. Ma chag ha-matzois yesh lo tashlum kol shiva. Just like by Pesach, if you don't bring the korban oil or the shriya, the first day you can bring it any day of Pesach, the next 7 days. is Av Chag HaShavuos, the same thing, the Yom Tov HaShavuos, Yesh Lo Tashlum Kol Shiva. There's a Tashlum you can make up for it the next 7 days. So the Baal Shavuos has a Tashlum for the next 7 days, it has a Shivas like 7 days. So therefore, it's considered like you counted already 14 days of the Shloshim, you only have another 16 days to go. Mursad Adabra, Rav Papa, Rav Aviyah Saba. They met up together, Rav Papa and Rav Aviyah Saba, Saba of the Doris Tadashim like this. Yoynechad of Nei Rosh Hashanah. For Rosh Hashanah is the same thing, Harei Kan Arbosa. It's also considered like 14 days. If you sat Shiva a little bit before Rosh Hashanah, so when it becomes Rosh Hashanah, we pass it like in the Mishnah Gamliel, that is called the Yom Tov, and it's Mavato the Shiva. So it's considered like you have 7 days already. And now you have Rosh Hashanah, it's also considered like 7 days, so together you have 14 days. Omer Ravina, Ravina said, Hilkach. Therefore, Yoymechon of Neachak, if the person started to sit Shiva 1 day before Sukkot, V'chag, then you have the Yom Tov of Sukkot, Ushmini Shaloi, and then you have Shmini Atzeres, which is another chag by itself. Harei kan esrim v'yechad. Yoim, it's considered like you have 21 days counted already. He's about to start Shiva before Sukkot, that's 7 days. Now you have the 7 days of Sukkot, that's 14 days. And then Shmini Atzeres, since it's a Yom Tov by itself, it also has a lacha like 7 days. So you have counted already 21 days of Shloshim. You only need another 9 days to go. Ravina ikloy le sura de pras. Ravina went to place sura de pras. Omalei Rav Chaviva mi sura de pras Ravina. So Rav Chaviva from this city told Ravina that Omar Mar, is it true that you said Yoy mechon lefnei Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah rei kan arboso? Omalei ano mistabra kron Gamliel udi amina. I said it's a svara like on Gamliel, and that's on Gamliel's halacha in the Mishnah, that Gamliel holds that Rosh Hashanah is considered like a regal. So therefore, a regular is mevatel the Shiva. So if you sat a little bit Shiva before this, it's mevatel the Shiva. And the Mela, who adin, the Yom Tov itself, Rosh Hashanah itself, is also considered like 7 days. So is that true? That if you sat Shiva a little bit before Rosh Hashanah, and now it became Rosh Hashanah, so you have 14 days of Shloshim. You only have to count another 16 days. Right. Mishnah says, "Ein Kurin, you don't rip your begodim on Cholamoid. If someone was named Mason Cholamoid, you don't rip the begodim then. Fuloi Cholsin, you don't make chalitza like we had before. Ton cover your shoulders. V'yei Mevarin, you don't make a Sudas Havro, which is that's the first meal after you come off the Mesa Kvaris. A novel's not supposed to eat from his own food, but rather somebody else comes, your neighbor, your friends come and give you the first meal. That's called the Sudas Havro. El Akroivim Shomes. Who makes the Sudas Havro if you buried him during Chol HaMoed? Only the Kroivim Shomeis, that's all. Only the people that Mamre sitting Shiva, they're the ones that have the Sudas Havro. But nobody else should do it. Nobody else should come there to be there by the Sudas Havro. V'yei Mevarin Elo Amitas Kufa. And even the Kroivim that do make the Sudas Havro on Chol HaMoed, it's not like a regular Sudas Havro that you have the bed turned upside down. But since it's Chol HaMoed now, the bed should be straight up. Rashi, Amitis, Kufa, Yoshvin, Amenachanim. Yeah. Right.